Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. What a great God we serve. What a great day he's given us to worship him. We welcome each of you this morning. We thank God. Oh, this is an awesome and a glorious day to glorify the holy God, mighty God, the Lord God Almighty in the heavens, Lord God Almighty in the earth. Today is Children's Day on Bible Storyland. We honor and we bless the children today. We thank God Jesus loves the children. He said in Matthew 19:14, Jesus said, suffer little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. And he laid hands on them and he departed. So this morning, we lay hands on the children in the spirit and we bless them. We decree our children are blessed of the Lord. Our children, like Daniel and his friends, are brilliant, well-favored, skillful, in all wisdom, cunning, and knowledge. They have great ability and to accomplish great things in their lives. So we thank the Lord this morning for what he's doing in each of us. You know, he's done great things. Every day he's doing great things. Every day he load us up with benefits. So this morning we have with us Karen Itell from Houston, Texas. She's going to sing a song of praise. Good morning, Karen. How are you?
I'm doing good. What a wonderful Saturday. And I am going to do Father Abraham.
Amen.
Excuse me.
Evil device be set against the
evil device set against the unborn be broken in the name of Jesus. The devices set against the children in the womb are broken. We bind every perverse spirit that will come against children in the name of Jesus. Incubus and succubus, masturbation, homosexuality, pornography, incest, molestation, rape, and sexual crime, spirits of violation. You will not steal the purity of our children. We decree and declare that every wicked imagination that exalts itself against God is stricken to the ground and destroyed. All generational curses are broken. The blessings and the anointing of the Lord are permeating and spreading throughout the bloodline of the next generation. So, Father, thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for every child in the nation and throughout the world being blessed, highly favored of you, protected in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise and we give you thanks in Jesus' holy name. We honor you. You are God. You are Lord. You are the King of Kings. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, this next generation needs you. God, you said that in the last days, you shall pour your spirit upon all flesh. You said that the young people shall prophesy. And God, the young people need you like never before. For the enemy is on attack. So now, God, I pray against all type of gun violence. I pray against the shooting that's in our schools. I pray against suicidal thoughts. I pray against drugs. I pray against bullying. And I speak over the lives of the young people that they would not fall into the hands of temptation. The young people will get back in place with you. They will hunger for holiness. And the hunger will be so great that it will be unexplainable. In the name of Jesus, God, I declare right now that we, your young people, we will present ourselves as living sacrifices. Our lives are in your hands. We make the choice. We make the vow right now that, God, we will not give in to peer pressure. We will not give in, God, to suicidal thoughts. We will not give in and to what the enemy has to offer. We will not give in and to the plans of the enemy. But, God, we stand and we say we will be holy. We will keep our bodies pure. We will keep our bodies pure. We'll keep our minds pure. In the name of Jesus, we will not give in to drugs. We will not give in to drinking. We will not give in to smoking. But God, we will stand for holiness. We will stand for what's right. So God, we cry out, purify us, Lord. Purify us, Lord. Sanctify us. Cleanse us, God. We want to be holy. We want to be like you, Lord. We want to be like you, Lord. We cry.
Isaac, are you there? Oh, hold on.
Yes, ma'am.
Hold on 1 second. Okay. So Isaac, would you pray for the family, the children in your family?
Yes, ma'am. Amen, amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Lord. We just thank you this morning, God. Just have your way, God, as we bring in our wondering minds. Oh, God, everyone that's on the line, Father God, in the name of Jesus, each and every household represented right now, just have your way right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. Just have your way, oh, sovereign God, worthy God. Hallelujah, Lord. We just thank you this morning. Right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God, as we're interceding on behalf of all the children and their families, God, not just those that are on the line, God, but all over the world, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. Just have your way right now, God. We thank you so much, God, for all that you are doing. Father God, you've been, oh my God, you've been amazing. Father God, you're so faithful, God. Your faithfulness, God, endures forever, Father God. You are faithful, Father God, to perform that which you have begun, God, the work that you have begun in each and every one of the children, God, in each and every parent. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, you are faithful to perform it, God. And I just thank you this morning, Father God, as we stand in the gap right now for the children and their families, oh God, Lord, just have your way, God, touching them from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, Father God, going in, Father God, performing open heart surgery, Father God, going in, Father God, removing the callousness and those things that, those walls that have been put up, Father God, breaking down those walls, Father God, so that we can penetrate their hearts, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Just have your way right now, God. Touch these children, God, these children that are walking upright, God, these children that are trying to live holy, God, these children, God, that want to do right, God, in the name of Jesus, God, these children, Father God, that don't mind standing for righteousness and for holiness, God, these children, God, who are going to school, Father God, and around their friends, Father God, and they're standing on your word, God. They're standing on your word, God, and they're trying to figure out and understand how come they don't fit in, Father God. But let us remind them this morning, God, that they're not supposed to fit in, Father God, that they're not supposed to be like everybody else, God, that they are going to stand out, God, because they've been called out, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So just touch right now from elementary to high school, from high school to college, God. Just cover the young adults, all of these children, God. Just cover them in the blood of Jesus right now, God, and strengthen them. Encourage them, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch the parents as well, God. Let the parents, Father God, not compromise, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Not compromise with TV shows, oh God. TV shows that have nothing to do, Father God, with you. TV shows, Father God, that are just leading our children astray. Let our parents not compromise in the name of Jesus, God, with those friends, Father God. Let them not compromise, God, with those family members who are cussing and doing everything else, Father God, who are doing things that are contrary to what we believe, oh God. Let the parents not compromise, God. Let them not send their children there to spend the night, oh God, in the name of Jesus, knowing what's going on in the household, God. But let the parents stand for righteousness and stand for holiness, God. Let the parents stand on your word, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God. Remind the parents, God, that we are ambassadors, oh God, and we're training our children to be ambassadors for you, God, to go about the world, Father God, bringing in those, Father God, who don't know you, God, telling those about your goodness, Father God, being testimonies of how great you've been, God, being testimonies of your faith. Faithfulness, Father God. Your faithfulness, God, shall be a shield and a buckler, Father God, for your people, God, for these children, for these families, for these parents, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Even cover the grandparents, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let these parents not compromise for nothing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Give them keen eyesight, God, as they, their children are watching certain TV shows and doing certain things online and playing certain video games, God. Let them have keen eyesight and understanding, God, on when they, that's not good. Cut it off. That's not a good game, God. Delete it, oh, Lord. Please, God, give them understanding, Father God, of the wiles and the wickedness of the enemy, God, and every trick and trap that he's set, God, every snare that's laying in the grass, oh, God, that has been hidden. God, give us understanding, God, to be able to see it and know where it is, oh, God, and know how to speak to our children, know how to, Father God, reach them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let us rely completely on you as parents in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you this morning, oh God. We thank you, God, because you are faithful, God, the same God that brought this earth into existence, oh God, that shows and proves your faithfulness, oh God. And we just thank you this morning in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Good morning, good morning.
It's on you.
Good morning, good morning. I'm your co-host, Minister Sir Isaac, here from Jacksonville, Florida. Amen.
And I'm your host, Carissa Gantling, from Jacksonville, Florida as well.
All right. Next, we will have next, let's welcome Zacchaeus Baker to read the scripture for us. Amen. This young man right here that's coming to read this scripture, my God, I thank God for him. He is truly anointed by God, and God has poured so much into him. So let's welcome Zach Baker. Amen. Amen.
Good morning, Minister Isaac and Sister Jean.
Good morning.
My scripture today is from Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30. And it reads, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Amen. We thank Zach for that scripture. We thank you, Zach. Amen. God bless you. Next, we will have a song by the Singleton family. Amen. So let's welcome them. Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you. Be gracious to you, Lord, turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations and your family and your children and your children and your children. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations in your family, in your children, in your children, in their children. May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations in your family, in your children, in your children, in their children.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you. Be gracious to you. Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen, amen, amen. We thank God for that song from the Singleton family. Amen. My God, Lord bless you and keep you. My God, a declaration to generations and generations, to children, to the children and their families' families. Amen. Amen. We thank you, God, on today. Today we will have an amazing, oh man, my goodness, Trinity Saunders will be coming to bring the word for us today, to share the word with us on Bible Storyland. And let me tell you, man, this young lady, Oh, man, God has, as we look into the future, as we look into our futuristic telescope, we see so many great things happening with Trinity in the future, man. God has, oh, my God, the things that he's poured into her and how he's filled her up with so much of his word, and he's filled her up with intercession, and how she, how he uses her to pray for his people, and how he uses her in a mighty, mighty way, and how we're confident knowing that she's standing for righteousness and standing for holiness with so many things that come against young people, and she's still standing. She's still looking for God. She's still looking to the hills from which cometh her help. So come on, let's welcome. Let's give her a warm, warm welcome to Trinity Saunders as she brings the word.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
So first I'd like to start off with a word of prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for waking us up this morning. I want to thank you for all of us gathering here, Lord, on this line, Lord God, to hear your word, Lord God, and to worship you, Lord God. I want to pray for, Lord God, anyone who's on their way, Lord God, traveling, Lord God, to and fro, Lord God. I want to pray for any child, Lord God, who's in a bad situation, Lord God, or who's hungry, Lord God. Anyone, Lord God, who needs your help, Lord God, let you help them, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen. So my name is Trinity Saunders, and I'm from Jacksonville, Florida. And I will be coming with the word from the book of Job today, and my title will be, A Man Who Is Rooted in God is Strong. And our first scripture starts off in Job, chapter 1, verse 1. And this starts off saying, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 500 yoke of oxen and 500 she-asses and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all men on the land. And his sons went and feasted in their houses every one of his day, and sent and called for their 3 sisters to eat and to drink with them. And it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them, and rose up early in the morning, and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and have cursed God in their hearts. Thus did Job continually. So Job is a man who has everything in his life. He has 10 children, riches, he has land, and he has his wife. And Job is someone who loves God, and he doesn't turn away from God at all, no matter what challenges he faces. And these challenges, the challenges happen in verses Job 1 through 20 and chapters 2, verse 3 through 6. And Satan asks God to challenge Job. So Satan kills Job's children. He takes away all of his riches in his land, all of his animals, and then he smites Job with sores all over his body to test if Job will curse God. However, though, Job does not curse God. Job trusts God, and throughout all of his hardships, Job says that he cannot take the good blessings of God without taking the punishments, too. So Job, even through all of these challenges, he just accepts that the bad things will happen, and he can't change them. And also we will go to where Job chapter 32, and a quick summary of that is where Job is with his 3 friends, and his 3 friends are telling him to turn against God and to curse God. However, Job is like, I can't curse God because I have been through some hard things. He's saying, I must worship God through all of my challenges and my hardships. And Job is like, you guys are immature and unwise for saying to curse God after a few hardships. And Job is praying for them and telling them that he cannot turn against God for a few punishments. And then these guys, they are still trying to challenge Job, and then another man comes, and he says that none of these men are wise, even though he is young. So Job also has to pray for these men because they have sinned against God by telling Job to curse him through all his hardships. So Job has to pray for all of these men and make sacrifices on their behalf so that they may be right with God, or God will punish them for their mistakes and their unwise, dark words. And then after this concludes, So Job has, this whole time, this whole book of Job, Job hasn't turned against God at all. He's still defended God. He's defended God's actions. He's defended himself. And he said that he can't turn against God no matter what over a few hardships. And this shows that Job is strong because Job, he was willing to take the punishments and the good blessings of God, and he was willing to take the sacrifices of his children, his wife, his own body, his land, and his riches and animals to stay with God. And after all this, he still never turned against God. And that just shows that men on this earth have to be strong like Job. They have to be loyal to God, faithful to God and others, and know that they are men who protect and lead, and they cannot turn against God because it's a few hardships. They must stick with God like everyone else. So Job sets a great example for men on this planet to be like Job. And that's what I have for today.
Amen. A man who is rooted in God is strong. Coming from the book of Job, Sister Trinity Saunders, amen. We thank God for you, Trinity, and what he has poured into you, and you being God giving you the courage to share that on Bible Storyland today on this radio station that's going to be heard by so many. So we just thank God for you, and our prayers that God continues to pour into you and continues to give you courage to continue standing for righteousness and for holiness and continue speaking his word. My God, we thank God for her. And today, also with us from my church, my pastor, amen, from One Lord, One Faith, One Baptism Outreach Ministry here in Jacksonville, Florida, we thank God, and we want to welcome our very own Pastor Jewel Baker. Oh, my goodness, a mighty woman of God, man, and there is no doubt that she is standing for righteousness and for holiness, and she's standing despite of the storm, despite of what the enemy is throwing, and despite of, and we just thank God for her as she's coming with encouraging words. So prepare yourselves in Jesus' name.
Amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. We bless the name of the Lord. We thank you, Sister G, for having us on Bible Storyland on this morning. Amen. We bless God, coming from One Lord, One Faith, One Baptism Outreach Ministry in Jacksonville, Florida, where the Lord God and the Spirit of the true and living God is in control. We bless God on this beautiful day. Amen. We thank God for our co-host this morning, Minister Sir Isaac Singleton, which is such a powerful man of God. And I want you all to be on the lookout for this man because he is going somewhere. Amen. He has his magazine. The magazine is out, YCW, Young Christians at Work. Watch out, watch out, watch out. We bless the Lord. Amen. He is our youth director at One Lord. And we bless the name of the Lord. We know that God is doing things, great things in the earth realm to reach our young people. Amen. To have them rooted, like Trinity said. Amen. Job was rooted in God. Amen. He did not waver. He did not doubt that God was in control in his life. Amen. And so he stood on the promises of God. And so, thanks of God, young people, today you must stand on the word of God. Be of good cheer. Be not moved by every storm, every wave, every temptation that come unto man, because he's already made an escape way out, my God. And so we bless God this morning for those that are on the line this morning, those all over the world. And I just want to, as I say, give a little few words of encouragement. I want to encourage you all to pray more, to pray for our young people. Amen. We had a tragedy down south. Amen. The south tower of an apartment, it collapsed. And so there are 159 people are missing. There are children in the midst of that number. And so we are declaring, and we are decreeing today, amen, that the devil will not have our young people. He will not steal our young people, amen, identity. He will not take our young people out, amen, before their time, amen, before their time. Satan is after our seed. Amen. And our seed is our young people. Amen. And so we declare and we're decreeing, we're encouraging our young people to stay with God. Amen. No matter what you're called, no matter what you're deemed to be, amen, stay with God because your greater is yet to come. My God, the promises of God, it is still standing. As it was with Job, it is standing with our young people on today. Don't you give up and don't you give in. It matters not where you start at. My God, what matters to God is where you end up at. Amen. There is a heaven and there is a hell. Amen. And so we declare that our young people are empowered. Amen. They are, my God, they are who God say they are, and they will be who God say they are to be. So we bless God on today. We thank God, Sister G, for you, for Bible Storyland, to have our youth. Trinity is 17, will be 17 in October. Amen. Zacchaeus, who read the scripture, he's 14. Amen. And our youth director, my God, we tell the Lord, thank you for him. Minister Sir Isaac, his children, amen. They are somebody in God, his lovely wife, amen. Takira, who is studying to be a youth counselor, amen. We bless the name of the Lord. God is working and he is at work through our young people and in our young people. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord. We realize that the Spirit of the Lord is upon them. And not only is it upon them, it's in them. Hallelujah. As we read the New Testament, my God. And so we thank you. We bless God, each and every one of you all. Be encouraged. Keep pushing your children because they are our future and they are somebody in Christ. God bless you. I love you all. Stay blessed, be blessed, and continue, my God, to stand on the promises of God.
Amen, amen. My God, I thank God for our one Lord family joining us this morning, Bible Storyland Children's Day. Yes, we love children all over the world. And as Pastor Baker said, we got to pray for the children. There are catastrophes happening all over the one in South Florida. There are different parts of the world, different things are happening. So we got to continually call on the name of the Lord. And he said he will hear before we call. So I thank God for the One Lord family from Jacksonville, Florida. Pastor Jewel Baker is the pastor, an amazing, mighty woman of God. Thank God for Minister Sir Isaac Singleton, who was co-hosting with me today, did a terrific job. Thank God for that young man, for his family. Oh, my God, he has a wife and beautiful children who are, he's training them up in the way that they should go. And I thank God for Pastor Jewel Baker. She's training the children all the way to the eldest in the ways of God. I have great admiration for you, Pastor Baker, and thank God for you and all that you're doing. I thank God for Zach, who read the scriptures, Zach Baker, mighty man of God. Oh, my God, I know he's, his grandma tell me he's standing 6 feet tall and still growing. So we thank God. And Trinity Sanders, we thank God for you, an amazing young woman of God who has great, great potential. She's like Daniel and his friend. She's brilliant, powerful young woman of God. She's standing strong in the faith of God. She's like Job. She's standing, yeah, very, very strong in God. She don't get swayed to the left nor the right. She don't follow the wrong crowd. But I thank God that she is, you know, one of the young people who is standing in the faith. Wherever she goes, she's standing for faith. Well, I want to say to you this morning, we have a mighty mother and daughter from Mississippi. They are Sister Bridget and her daughter Bree. They're going to be singing this morning. I thank God for them. Oh my God, they have been coming on for a while. Let me make sure I have their lines unmuted. Some of the lines are still muted. But let me see. Sister Bridget, are you still there?
Okay, yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Okay, good. All right. Good morning. How y'all doing?
Doing good.
All right. What's that enough? We're going to sing. How old are you, Bree?
11.
How old is 11. Wow. She and her mom sing powerfully. I thank God for them. So go right ahead and sing this morning.
Come, let us adore him, kneel down before him, worship and adore him. Come, let us adore him, kneel down before him. Worship and adore him. Oh, Emmanuel. 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 We worship you. We worship you, 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 we worship you. Oh, come, let us adore him, kneel down before him. Worship and adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Kneel down before him. Worship and adore him. Oh, Emmanuel. 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 We worship you, Lord. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. We worship you, Lord, we worship you, we worship you.
Man.
Amen. Powerful, powerful song. I thank God for Bridget and her daughter, Bree. I think they're from, is it Macomb, Mississippi you're from?
Yes, ma'am, Macomb, Mississippi.
All righty. Well, thank God for that powerful song. Emmanuel, we worship you. Well, thank you all so much for coming on with us this morning. We have Mother Fanny from Daytona Beach, Florida, one of the youngest ones on here. She's going to sing a song of praise this morning. Good morning, Mother Fanny.
Good morning. I ain't heard none of y'all folks hardly.
Oh, we're so sorry, Mother Fanny. I had it up as loud as it could go. What are you going to sing this morning?
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Amen. Glory, glory. Go right ahead.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. This I laid my heart down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, if I lay that burden down, I'm going home to live. treat me like they used to since I laid my burden down, Lord. Please don't treat me like they used to since I laid my burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down. Please don't treat me like they used to since I laid my burden down. Lord, please don't treat me like they used to since I laid my burden down. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Awesome. Thank you, Mother Fanny. We got to lay our burdens down before the Lord because we can't carry them, and he didn't intend for us to. He said, bring our burdens to him and leave them there. Thank you, Mother Fanny. A powerful, powerful song. Thank God you're on the battlefield with us. Hallelujah. We have Minister Pastor Donna Hawkins with us from Paducah, Kentucky. Mighty woman of God, I see her on Facebook, preaching the mighty word of God. We thank God for her. Good morning, Pastor Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. Doing great. God is so good. I have enjoyed the service this morning.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am, I have. Yes,
what are you going to say?
Jesus is the answer. He is the answer for the world today. We've had so many shootings in Paducah. We've had 2 murders, and these were all young people. Our young people stand in need of prayer. They need directions. They need Jesus. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. If you have some questions in the corners of your mind, faith traces of discouragement and peace you cannot find. Reflections of your past seem to worry you every day. This one thing I do know, Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. If you have some questions in the corners of your mind, and traces of discouragement and peace you cannot find. Reflections of your past seem to worry you every day. This one thing I do know, Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Amen.
Amen. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the way. We can't go nowhere without him. We need him. He's always with us. He don't leave us. He don't forsake us. Thank you, Pastor Donna. Awesome song. We have her cousin on with us, Jackie Travis, from Jacksonville, Florida. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Sister Duke. I'm here with Michelle LaVon today. She says she wanted to sing, what is it, Jesus Loves the Little Children. She wants to sing that song today.
Amen.
We have Ava's just started school, and bring your head over this way. Okay, lift up. Hold on.
All right. Ava started school. How old is Ava now?
Yeah, she's in the Christian Academy School in Arlington.
Okay,
how old
is Ava?
Yeah. 2 years old. She was with the 2-year-old. They advanced up to the... Ava's 2 years old. She was in the class of the 2-year-old. They advanced her up to the 3-year-olds because she knows all her colors, all her ABCs. She can recognize everything. She can count. They put her in with the 3-year-olds.
Amen.
Thank God. Mm-hmm. Her granddaddy both. He taught her all her... repeatedly, every day. You ready, Michelle? Okay, Michelle LaVon is ready to sing. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Everything is beautiful in its own way. Like the stars, sun of light, love's gonna find its way. Cause Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red, yellow, black, and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Amen.
Thank you so much, Michelle LaVon and Jackie Travis from Jacksonville, Florida. We appreciate you all so much. Awesome. Thank God for you. It is prayer time today on Bible Storyland. We're going to be praying for the children and for their families. We got to continually call upon the name of the Lord Almighty. He's mighty in the heavens, mighty in the earth. We thank God for God is still on the throne. Yes. God is still on the throne. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Okay. All righty. We're going to pray, ask somebody if they could pray for baby Chloe, baby Zoe, baby Kaiser, and baby Revere. Pastor Donna Hawkins, can you pray for those babies for us? Baby Chloe, baby Zoe, baby Kaiser, and baby Revere. They've all kidney transplants, and baby Kaiser has had cancer 2 times, and he's not even a year old. So these are babies that, you know, were born with different kind of ailments. So we thank God for you. Go right ahead, Pastor Donna.
Gracious Lord, we bow this morning, acknowledging that you are God, and beside thee there is none other. Father, before we ask for anything, Lord, we thank you for what you've already done. Lord, we thank you for the lives of these precious babies, Lord. Lord, we thank you for sparing their lives. Lord, we do thank you for the doctors and nurses who have been attending to their needs, Lord. Lord, we thank you that you gave them the wisdom and knowledge so that they could treat the babies, Lord. Lord, right now we ask that you continue to heal their bodies, continue to strengthen their bodies, Lord, as only you can. And Lord, right now I pray a special prayer for their parents, Lord. Lord, bless their parents. Keep their parents, Lord. Hold them close, Lord. Hold them in the hollow of your hand, Lord, where they're safe and secure, Lord. Lord, we love you. We thank you so much for the lives of those precious babies, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you right now for the difference that they're making in our lives, Lord. So, Lord, help us to remain strong. Help us to continue to pray for them, Lord, because, Lord, we know that you hear and answer prayer. Lord, your word says that we can cast all of our cares upon you because you do care for us, Lord. So, Lord, we ask that you would continue to bless those precious babies. Keep them, Lord, in your care. Lord, we love you. We thank you so much. It is in the name of Jesus that I pray, and for his sinless sake, amen, and thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you so much. Sir Isaac, could you pray a special prayer for families all over the world and different things that are going on?
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, God. You're so worthy, God. And oh, we just thank you, God. Man, just have your way, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. Have your way. Father God, as we come before you, God, we're asking, God, with so much going on, Father God, so many different things, so many, oh, man. God, you're so worthy and you're so honorable, God, and you know exactly, Father God, what the children and the families are in need of, God. You know exactly, Father God, what needs to be done. So, God, we stand in the gap right now, God, and we petition you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, for each and everything, Father God, that is happening in the schools, God, each and every pride poster that has been posted in the schools, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, each and every child, Father God, that is dealing, Father God, with not knowing who they are, Father God, and are choosing, Father God, other ways to figure out who they are, God. We ask that you give the parents, Father God, understanding, Father God, of who you are, Father God, if they don't know you, God. Give them understanding of who you are, Father God, so that they may teach their children, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I'm praying and asking, God, that you touch those young people, God, that have come in contact or come in contact regularly with children, Father God, who are in identity crisis, oh God, who are having identity crisis, oh God, please, God, give those young people the word, Father God, the word to say to them in the name of Jesus, how to reach them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Sometimes, Father God, it's hard for children to hear parents, but it's easier for them to hear other children, God. So speak through your children, God. Speak through the children, oh God. You said, suffer not the little children to come unto you, God. So speak through them, God, so that they may draw their brothers and sisters, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. We just thank you this morning, Father God, for what you're doing with Bible Storyland and this radio broadcast, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I'm praying that everyone on it be encouraged, especially the children and the parents, oh God. Let us leave this line, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, with understanding, knowing, God, that the children are precious to you, God. No matter their age, they are precious to you, Father God. No matter their age, they are still gifts from you, oh God. So, God, give us understanding, Father God, in the name of Jesus, how to continually raise them up, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Just like your word says, oh God, just touch the children all over right now. In different countries, they're dealing with different things, oh God. The pandemic is affecting countries differently, cities differently, in different parts of the world. So we're asking, God, that you, Father God, comfort the children, God. For some children, they may not understand this, Father God. For some children, Father God, their parents may not be in tune with you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So we're asking, Father God, that you bring forth understanding, Father God, in this time, Father God. We know that there's a remnant of people, God, that are standing on your word, even in the midst of this pandemic, Father God. So we're asking, Father God, that you put a word in their mouth, Father God, not just for their family, but for the families next door, not just for the families next door, but the families that they encounter, Father God, that family that they encounter, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Just have your way right now. You are worthy and you are honorable, and Father God, you are faithful. Your faithfulness, God, endures forever, God. Your faithfulness, Father God, gives us a confidence in knowing, Father God, that your word shall do exactly what you said it will do. Father God, your faithfulness gives us confidence, oh God, that you are who you say you are, God. Your faithfulness gives us confidence, God, that what we need, you supply. Your faithfulness, God. And we just thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Well, I thank God for each of you all coming on Bible Storyland Children's Day today. I thank God for each of you who participated, who prayed, who sang, who read the scriptures. I tell you what, the young people are on fire for God. I thank God for Pastor Jewel Baker and Minister Isaac for Zach Baker, who read the scripture for Trinity, who brought forth the word about Job. That was an awesome message. A man of God, rooted in God, is strong. Thank God for the powerful word. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, before we close out, oh, Father, we honor your presence this morning. I thank you for Pastor Donna Hawkins, Lord God, the pastor at Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church in Paducah, Kentucky. Father, you have chosen her to do a mighty work in that area. And wherever you send her, she said she will go. So, Father, as she go about doing your work daily, I thank you, Lord God, for protection, guidance, direction. Oh, God, as ministers of the Lord, oh, God, she needs direction. Bless her husband, her children, her grandchildren, and the family where she is ministering to, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we know that there are tragedies in every city going on. So we thank you today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for moving by your Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, moving in a mighty way, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for Jackie Travis, your daughter, who ministers to the elderly. Oh God, I thank you, oh God, for what you're doing for Jackie Travis, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the grandbaby, baby Ava, the one that's on the way. We thank you for her daughters. Bless the entire family, the elderly. And, Lord, we thank you for Mother Fanny, the youngest one on here, 85 years young plus. Oh, yeah, in the name of Jesus, she's still standing for the faith, oh, God. She's on the battlefield for you, praying continuously, Lord God. We thank you for her strength. We thank you for her healing. We thank you for the elderly, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, all over the world. We ask you to bless them, protect them, keep them healthy and well and strong in Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, you're calling for the hoary-headed people, the gray-headed people in the world. Oh, God, you have not forgotten them. Oh, God, you still have work for them to do. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, for each and every person who came on today on Bible Storyland. We thank you for the children, Lord God. We thank you for blessing the children in safety and in peace and protecting them, oh God. In the name of, remove discouragement from our children. In the name of Jesus, remove suicidal thoughts from our children, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for encouraging our children. Oh God, they shall live and not die. In the name of Jesus, they shall be taught of you at an early age, and great shall be their peace. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for peace. That comes a peace that passes all human understanding. We thank you for what you're doing in the children, in Africa, in Asia, in North America, South America, in Europe. Lord, you are a mighty God. There's no place that you're not. You're omnipresent. You're omnipotent, most powerful. So we thank you today, Lord God, that you hear the cries of the children. You hear the cries of the unborn. You hear the cries of the youth. You hear the cries of the young adults, oh God. Father, we thank you that you're everywhere all at the same time. And Lord, we lift up those who are hungry, not only hungry for a meal, but hungry for the word of God. We ask you that the word of God be, oh God, spread near and far and abroad all over the world in every continent, that people would be saved on this day in the name of Jesus, especially the children. You said, suffer little children to come unto you and don't stop them. Allow them to come because they are part of the kingdom too. So, Father, everywhere I pray the children will be used in the service of the Lord, whether it's handing a bag of food to hungry people, Lord God, whether it's on their knees praying for the children of the world, no matter where they are. And so, Father, we bless and honor your presence today. We thank you, Lord God, for the children who sang today, the children who prayed today. We thank you for what you're going to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are God. You are God alone. You are Jehovah Jireh, a mighty provider. Oh, God, you said, ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened. So we thank you today. We are knocking at your door. We're sitting at your feet, Lord God. We wait on you. Oh, Father, we thank you that you're doing a mighty work in all of us. And we bless you. We honor you in the mighty name of Jesus. Well, we thank God for each of you all this morning for coming on Bible Storyland Children's Day. May the Lord bless you, keep you in his care, in the palm of his almighty hand. God loves you so much, and he commands you to love him back. So don't forget, love the Lord with all your heart, soul, and strength. Don't forget about your neighbors now. Yeah, that's people in your home, your family. That's people who live in the city where you live. They may be next door or across town. They may be even in another continent. But we say love them. Love them as well. So Father God says, you know, if you say you love me, you have never seen me. How can you say you love me and you don't love him or her or them? So I thank God for the love that he put in our hearts for him. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled month, a God-filled week, a God-filled year. Don't forget, praise the Lord, like you lost your mind. I love you all. Bye.
Bye.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for each of you all coming on today. Thank you so much.